Live from Leeds University Union.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
We'll be giving you a little run-up of everything you need to do in the coming week, including music, gig guides, nightlife and everything else. This is The Beat.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
It is indeed. That was Stay Gold by First Aid Kit, and you're back here with The Beat with me, Dominic.
Me, Lizzie.
And me, Robin.
Yes. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I'm all right. Yeah. All right.
You feeling okay? Yeah. First show?
Fresh.
Yeah,
feeling fresh.
A bit tired, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired too.
In an hour, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Nice little hour. Yeah. I thought we'd just play a game to begin with, just to get us all used to radio life and get us acquainted, because we've sort of only just met. Well, not only just met. We're kind of new to each other, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be so nervous. Chill. All right. I thought we'd play, like, as we're all students and we've probably played this game a million, thousand, million times at pre-drinks, I thought we'd play a kind of a version of Never Have I Ever.
PC version.
A PC version of Never Have I Ever. Thank you. Yeah. But applying to the last week, as our show is looking forward to this week, I thought we'd look back a bit and do a PC version this week. So what I want you all to do, although no one can sort of see it at home, everyone put your hand out, five fingers up.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever played the Never Have I Ever where when you get a Never Have I Ever, you have to put your finger down?
No.
And then the person who gets the zero, they lose.
I'd like to say yeah, but yeah. Man, never this.
That was one I played with like older students. So I feel like it's maybe it's a vintage version, possibly. And we play the like new version.
Never played a sober version.
Never played a sober version. First for everything, doing things right. So everyone's got five fingers.
Uh-huh.
And we have all prepared three questions each to ask each other. And if we have done any of those things in the last week, we have to put a finger down. And the person who has their most fingers down by the end is the loser. I don't know what I've thought to do with the loser yet, but, you know, just forfeit. Competitive spirit. Yeah, forfeit maybe. So all to play for on the beat to begin with. Are we ready?
Yeah.
We're all in. Yeah. Born ready.
Born ready.
Born ready. Right. Shall I go first?
Yeah.
With my three?
Go on.
These are three things I haven't done in the last week. Okay. Smoked a cigarette. No? Neither are you smokers at all? I thought I'd catch one of you out. Or even social smoking, possibly.
No.
My mum might be listening.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh. I don't think my mum is, so say what I want.
It's fine.
No, I'm joking. All right. Gone to Halo, the nightclub Halo.
In the past week?
Yes. One of you
must have
done. What
was I doing last Monday?
You can go on other days, you know. You know, I was amazed at this as well, but apparently they have other days.
No, Monday is the only
day. It's the only day you can do.
As we will find out later.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Neither of you.
No.
That's a classic freshers thing to do.
No, I'm sorry. Fresher. I feel like I've let the side down.
Yeah. I do too. No, not really. And then my last one is worn a pair of shorts. I feel like I catch one of you out on this one.
Okay, I'm sat wearing shorts.
Yeah. That counts,
yeah,
right?
I wore shorts this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been lovely shorts wearing weather.
Yeah, it's been lovely outside. Look at
I mean, look at the lovely...
beautiful.
Yeah, the beautiful English Leeds weather that everyone's getting used to. How did you find Leeds weather first time?
I'm from Wigan, so it's
pretty much
exactly
the same.
All my southern flatmates always complain about it being so cold and everything.
It was
always
sunny in London all the time.
I made a friend on my course and she was freaking out because the only thing she brought was jumpers and long sleeve tops, and when it was sunny the other week she was like...
She's prepared though. When it comes to winter, she'll be the only one to live in her flat.
When it's winter it hits hard.
Yeah, exactly. She'll be the winner. She'll be the winner then. Anyway, right.
Okay.
So I got one. That's quite
one.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Go on. Moving on.
Never have I ever this week Skyped my parents.
Oh. Have I Skyped them this week? I called them. Does that count?
Okay. No,
Skype. It has to be Skype specifically.
FaceTime, but no. Skype.
No.
I've not Skyped. My Skype is the worst.
Why? Why is it the worst?
Skype does have issues, doesn't
it? It's so bad. It's like...
It has terrible signal here in Leeds.
You spend the most of the time going, can you hear me? Can you see me?
Can you see me?
Yeah,
I can see you.
Like the signal is definitely
your mouth's moving, but I can't hear it. That's all you
call
can...
Call me again. Just call me again.
Call me again. Bye. I can hear you. I can't see you. Can you see me? That is the entirety of Skyping
conversations. I'll instant message you what the issue is. Yeah. Oh, no one has. Okay.
No, okay. Moving on.
Okay. Never have ever this week... being sick because of alcohol.
No. Go on. No.
I've only ever been sick once of alcohol, and I'd like to say it's because I was drinking with my parents and I could not keep up.
Bad influences. If you're listening, Robin's parents, that is shocking.
Yeah, shameful.
Shameful behaviour.
It's enough to put me off Guinness for a lifetime.
Guinness. Well. God, I'm not surprised. Okay, last one. Maybe you can get one of them.
Okay. Never have I ever this week... been to bed before midnight.
Yeah. Guilty. Yeah. Guilty.
My body clock
I'm
is...
the hardcore one here.
Are you on the only one? Oh, sorry. No, I had to have an early night. I'm ashamed to admit.
Aww.
I've had a few early nights actually this week. It's like I'm slowing down or something.
What is early then?
Early's before midnight, I think. Okay. 11 o'clock kind of bedtime.
So my plan was 11 o'clock last night, and then it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I thought we were getting burgled, and it was all stressful. So
why did you think you were getting burgled?
Because...
apart from living in Hyde Park. In general.
My housemate decided to work out in the basement at
the late hour of 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Prime working
with his
out
weights,
time.
And it really, really scared me. And I'm on the ground floor, and I was like, I can hear noises. And then there was somebody driving around, like, just around the block, screeching their brakes, and I was really, really scared.
Oh, yeah. Who are those guys that do that all the time? In every town, in every place in England, there's always one guy that does that.
I just don't think it's necessary.
No.
Never me.
It's never you.
Not
well, we've ruled one person now. That's a good start.
Oh.
Okay,
okay,
right.
Go
on.
I've still got four left. I've still
got Robin, you've
got
to redeem us now.
Right.
Take us down.
I'm winning.
Okay, then.
I got one. I got four, same.
Am I losing?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, never have I ever, this week, run for the buzz.
The buzz?
The buzz. Bus.
Oh, the buzz.
Bus.
The bus or the buzz. I thought you were talking about
so
like the
confused.
Buzz then, like just running for fun.
Never
run for the bus.
I think I have actually, yeah. You called me out and I had to get a bus.
Does a fast walk count?
I was going to say a brisk pace.
Because you never want to break into a walk, do you? Because you're kind of embarrassed because people kind of look
run,
at you.
Yeah. Especially if you then miss it.
Yeah.
Then it's awkward.
You can't hack the shame with the rest of the people stood at the bus
exactly.
stop and you're like...
Yeah. And you're sort of there, sort of sweating and like...
Especially if there's rain involved, an umbrella.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like I've done a brisk walk.
A brisk
week.
Walk, that, okay. I think that kind of counts.
Does that count?
Does anyone do that thing where they sort of run two paces and then walk a bit
yeah.
and then run a bit again? So
yeah.
I do all the time.
It looks like one leg's longer than the other because you're like skipping and running.
You kind of disguise the fact that you're in a rush, but people know.
Yeah,
people
they
know.
Know.
They know anyway.
You're trying frantically to get your change out and it's just... It's awkward for everyone involved, really.
Of course, yeah.
But when you run for the buzz and you make it, it's like winning an Olympic medal. You get on and you're just like...
Pride.
It's so cute that you say buzz.
Sorry,
buzz.
Buzz. Okay, my next one is, never have I ever this week had my 5 a day of fruit and or vegetables.
I don't really count.
No, I don't either, but I don't think I've had my 5 a day for a long time now.
Yeah. Oh, no, yesterday we had roast dinner. Our house cooked roast dinner.
Does that
so
count?
I think,
did
I
you get five in there?
Wait, right, the sweet potato. No, it's no, they're
what, roast potatoes?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not as your one of your 5 a day.
Yeah, it is.
They're roasted.
And sweet potato, and it had onion.
You don't eat raw
green
potatoes.
Beans, and,
no, like roasting them is
carrots,
kind of...
broccoli. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
definitely.
Five, yeah.
Definitely got your five in there.
Yeah.
I learnt that Heinz spaghetti hoops, a big tin of them, is one of your 5 a day.
Really?
Yeah.
And baked beans, according to her last advert.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Exactly.
So I've only got two now. Am
okay.
I doing this right? Yeah.
You've got two. I've got three.
I've
How
got,
many?
I've
you've
got three.
Three. Okay, last one.
Doing the embarrassing okay. peace sign.
Japanese tourist.
Yeah. Okay, never have I ever this week eaten a bowl of cereal.
Oh.
No, I haven't.
Two.
Oh, I've got two.
We're both on two.
I literally think I've made it to breakfast about twice since I've been to university.
That's normal. That's normal. That's fine.
So you...
Yeah.
Doing fresh is right with Robin.
No, I never.
Yeah.
How can we have a tiebreaker? Just seeing as you're kind of winning, technically, Robin, do you think you can make up one tiebreaker for us?
Hmm. Okay. Well, you're both your old hats at this.
Old hats.
Old hats.
We play it all the time, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
When you get to second year, no more drinking. No.
No.
Studying and never have I ever.
Sober.
Sober.
Okay, never have I ever this week missed a lecture or seminar.
Oh
no.
After a minute, yeah.
I'm on one now as well.
But
you forced on him.
Although,
well,
no,
technically,
no, it was
I
completely
have...
my housemate's fault.
Okay, tell us the story.
Okay.
We'll point
so,
fingers.
It was on Tuesday night. We all went to Hi-Fi. And my housemate got very, very, very intoxicated.
Silly girl. Boy.
Boy.
Boy. Sorry.
And decided at 6 a.m. that he really wanted some pasta, some cold pasta. So he was eating cold pasta in my room.
Of course.
Which I was like, okay, that's totally fine, you know, yeah, whatever. And then he decided to sit on my bed and he was like, oh, Lizzie, I'm just going to fall asleep on your bed, if that's okay. And I was like, can you not fall asleep? He said, no, I just want to sleep in your bed.
I'm glad he warned you, though.
I have the comfiest bed.
Yeah.
So they were just like, no, I'm sleeping in your bed. Okay, that's happening. I was like, okay. And I was like, right, okay then. And he just got into my bed. So then, bearing in mind my seminar was at 10, and this was at 6 a.m., I was like, I'm not setting my alarm in 2.5 hours. That's not happening.
Right.
I need to get up to get ready. So I was like, nah. So then I missed it.
I don't really think it's his fault, though.
It is his fault.
Why
didn't you sleep in his bed?
It was also a radio seminar.
Oh, I love how you sort of like covered your mouth.
It's a radio seminar.
Shh.
Yeah, if it was anything I had that day, so it's fine.
Okay, I technically have to miss a lecture every week because I have two lectures on at the same time, but I don't want to change the modules that I'm doing. So
you do one
every week. I do alternative.
That is shocking.
So I miss on every week technically.
Your attendance is going to be appalling.
I'm glad my mum isn't listening to this show. She's got an assessment today, so. Well, she doesn't know, we won't hurt her.
Oh, that is really bad, because you're going to know half the material. Do you catch up, though, after?
Yeah.
Definitely. You don't. That's not okay.
Yes, I do. Hey, faces don't come into radio. That's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. The listeners believe. Right. Okay, we're going to play another track, which is one we liked. We listened to it just before the show, didn't we? It's I Call You Honey by Sunday Sun. It's kind of a happy clappy, indie acoustic-y thing.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Can have a little dance, cheer at your Mondays.
Yeah, exactly. Blow the cobwebs away of this lovely sun. Not sun, I mean, wet weather. Yeah,
lovely
this is
October
Sunday
evening.
Lovely October evening. This is I Call You Honey by Sunday Sun. Afterwards, we've got Robin with your cultural guide.
Indeed,
are you excited?
We have. Yeah. I'm very excited.
Good stuff.
You
right.
Sound it.
I have done
You sound it.
I have done some excellent Googling.
Have you?
Yeah, have. And some good mooching stuff. Into town. Got a colour-coded piece of paper right here.
You got it colour-coded?
You know?
Yeah. You're out of me.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing with my life?
My mum bought me extra printer ink, so...
Printer, good stuff. you did the printing today as well, actually. I forgot to mention that. Thank you. Yeah, this is what I would call a Dutch version of the Fratellis. Aptly picked by our music team. Please enjoy. It's I Call You Honey by Sunday Sun.
Fill. I will go on until you call me honey.
That was Sunday Sun with Call Me Honey, I think. I think that's what it was called. Anyway, we have got You Are Back With A Beat brought to you by Amber Cars, and we have got Robin up next with her cultural guide. How did it go getting all the culturally stuff done this week?
Turns out a lot of stuff happens in Leeds a week, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to blag on for ages about everything because
Forever. Give us the highlights.
So, highlights. Ilkley Literature Festival, if you're into that sort of thing. Okay. Ilkley is like just not that very far away on the bus and
it's quite close to
the bus.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And it's really pretty, Yorkshire scenery, and it's really pretty, and that pretty scenery has inspired loads of writers. So there's loads of writers and from like poems or novels, like the guy who wrote The Boy in Striped Pyjamas is there this week.
Excellent.
And I don't know if you ever read Michael McPurgo when you were little, but
yes.
He wrote like The War Horse everything. He's there tomorrow. Actually, there's 240 different events across loads of different venues in Ilkley, so if you fancy going...
You're a literature student?
Or if you just fancy a day out, I'd recommend it.
Good one to start. When is that on?
It's on from the 3rd till the 19th, so you've got a bit of time. Not much. But there's loads of stuff on, so get down or up there. I'm not good at geography. Go in whatever direction that is in.
Yeah, it's near here.
As well, loads of you have probably seen it in Millennium Square, but the Ladyboys of Bangkok.
We're excited about
this. Is on. Apparently, this is a brand new show they're doing in Leeds.
Yeah.
It's called Red Hot Kisses.
Red Hot Kisses.
Enticing. they're doing a student ticket as well, so it's £14.50. And Lissy, the...
Lizzie, the station manager, is going to go and see them soon.
She's going tomorrow, I think, or tonight.
What does it actually involve, you know?
The Ladyboys of Bangkok doing a lot of sort of dancing, singing about.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a very entertaining evening.
It's supposed to be a stage performance kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big production of just dancing about with very elaborate costumes and stuff.
Yeah, I saw the poster and I was just like, I don't really understand what this is.
They're absolutely fabulous people.
Yeah. I kind of fancy going to see if I can rustle up the kitchen friends to go on.
The kitchen friends. Who are the kitchen friends?
We don't have a flat because we're in Charles Morris.
You share a kitchen.
Yeah.
So you won't say flatmates.
I want to say flatmates, but I feel like...
Kitchen buddies.
Yeah.
Aww.
Okay, the one thing which I just found out before we came on the show, which sounds so cool, I really want to go. They're doing an underwater disco this Saturday, so that's the 18th, 6 till 9, at Bramley Baths.
Excellent.
Is you can get the bus, the bus, or a taxi. I don't think it's that much. It's not
you
that
say
far
bus
away.
If you want to.
Thank you.
We're not going to judge you anymore. Maybe a little bit.
And the tickets for the underwater disco are only £1.10.
Really?
And you get like an hour slot. There's like different DJs on. So it starts off like the hour
the
of six,
you want.
Like 60s, 70s, 80s.
How do you dance when you're in water?
Water dancing.
But I can't dance like normally, let alone when there's water involved.
You can go and you tell me.
I'm sure that's attractive.
It looks really cool. I've never seen anything like that before.
Excellent.
Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, not at all. I'm glad it happens. I'm glad it's a thing. We were just talking to Sam. He asked us, do you want us to get any interviews? And the first thing we did decide was that we did one to Lady Boy. Lady Boys of Bangkok. Or possibly the organiser or something like that.
But a Lady Boy would be better.
A Lady Boy would be nice.
We'd appreciate that.
Get it from the actual performer. That would be nice, I think.
Definitely.
I'm excited for that.
What else is on? There's a brand new production of opera, because I know there are actually some bit more intellectual and sophisticated students out there who don't want to go to Bramley Baths for the underwater disco.
That's fine.
The cheapest tickets for that are £15, which apparently is pretty cheap for opera. And that's at Leeds Grand Theatre and Opera House, and it's La Traviata. And
excellent.
It's about some Parisian woman.
Go and find out. Mm-hmm. Go find out about the Parisian woman.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Robin.
There you go.
That was a good cultural guide for you guys to go off and scurry off and tell us how it was. You picked a song for this week.
I did pick a song for this week.
Don't laugh. You made the decision.
I did.
You got to be strong in your choice.
I'm very strong. I love it. Love it. The song I chose to play this week is Dolly Parton, 9 till 5.
Brilliant track. Stood the test of time, it's fair to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you watch her at Glastonbury? She was so cool.
Yeah, she smashed it. Her and Metallica.
Just as you do.
Did
she have one of the biggest audiences at Glastonbury, like,
apparently
ever?
Apparently so. Yeah. Well, yeah, fair enough.
So on key. I bet she thinks she's made it big now. She's on the beat.
Exactly. This is Dolly Parton, 9 to 5. Remember to hit us up on the chat box if you're listening, and please have a nice Monday.
Tell me. stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Dolly Parton with 9 to 5. You're listening to The Beat with Amber Cars, and now we will be doing the news bed with Leia.
This is the news
on Leeds Student Radio.
The health secretary has warned a handful of cases of Ebola in the UK is likely. Jeremy Hunt told MPs the government's chief medical officer predicted cases will be diagnosed in the next few months. Screening for this disease at Heathrow's Terminal 1 will begin tomorrow. A South African prosecutor says Oscar Pistorius to be sentenced to house arrest are likely and it's shockingly inappropriate. The athlete's due to be sentenced for the manslaughter of his girlfriend later this week. Two scientists in the UK are using rap lyrics to treat depression, addiction and bipolar disorder. Together, they are using hits from the likes of J. Cole, Professor Green, in order for patients to explain their problems. And lastly, for the weather. This evening is going to be cloudy, wet and windy, and highs of up to 11 degrees. So don't forget your willies. This is Leia Hyalpen reporting for Leeds Student Radio.
Thank you, Leia. That was the news on LSR. You're back with The Beat with me, Dominic, Robin and Lizzie.
Whoop.
Whoop,
whoop. Woo.
What do we think of the news, guys?
Good.
Scared?
Weird that they're doing that, the rap music for...
I like that. I want to look into this a little bit more, actually.
That's good. And I have just got a text from my housemate.
Yes, update from my housemate. Has he apologised?
No, he says that it wasn't his fault that I missed the seminar.
Do you know what? Some people just need to face up to responsibilities.
Yeah, really. No, Sam, it's your fault. But he does say that we're doing great, so
of course
nice.
We're great people. I was going to play. Should we play another track?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why not?
Yeah.
Shall we play a bit? We've got a bit of Ben Howard here, which was the only thing left on the in the folder that we were supposed
just
to play today. So, yeah, I don't know what's been happening, guys. But music team, you need to sort it out. Need some more tracks. Well, I do like Ben Howard. I'm not going to complain. Are you fond on Ben Howard?
I love Ben Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, isn't he? Paz. I don't know. Wouldn't know. Anyway. Yeah, this is a bit of Ben Howard for you. It's called I Forgot Where We Were, which I haven't heard of before. I don't know if it's a new one. You guys up to date with this? No?
I
no idea?
Not a clue.
Enjoy some unknown Ben Howard. Slow start for this one.
Forget where we were. Forget where we were.
Ben Howard with I Forgot Where We Were. You are listening to The Beat with Amber Cars.
Alright, here's my question. How many of you are on Facebook?
Search
Leeds Student Radio
on Facebook.
So that was Ben Howard. What do we think? A bit moany.
Yeah, it
first
was
thoughts.
A bit depressing for the Yeah. I was like looking out the window, looking at the rain and listening.
It doesn't match the weather.
No, it doesn't match the weather. We have brought you Monday in a song. Monday weather in a song.
Hopefully we've brightened your Monday.
Yeah.
But not with the Ben Howard.
Not with Ben Howard. Anyway, we've got some chat box messages up here. First one from your sister, Robin. And it says Robin's sister. And it says, firstly, what's the frequency? So
does anyone know what the frequency is?
We don't have frequency. It's online.
Oh, there you go, El.
There's your answer to that.
It's on the radio.
Got one from... do we have an Uncle Ronnie applied to anyone here?
That is also me.
That's also you.
Told you, half of Wigan's listening.
Half of Wigan. Got them all. Hello, Wigan. We're live from Leeds. we got them all on our side. he says, go Bobby, kiss, kiss. It's nice. I got a message from Barnaby, who hosts the breakfast show this morning. I hope everyone was up to listen to it. He just says Dom smiles, so I'm glad I'm getting the affection here.
Whoop, shout out.
Shout out to Barnaby. And then Robin's sister just says, go on sis, we're so excited at home, we're all behind you.
Oh, she's nice. So cute.
Anything, Lissy, do you think anyone will contribute for you, or do you think...
No, not really. No? I mean, I've got a lovely selfie from my housemates who are listening in my bed at
Excellent.
The moment.
So, more a bed evasion
guys,
now.
Yeah. Harriet, Laura and Jed, get out of my bed.
I've never met anyone who's had so many problems with this. Anyway, right, I thought I'd do my segment now, which is a gig guide for the rest of the week, because I thought, you know, lots of music in Leeds, and I might give you a little direction of where to go. Basically, there's probably about 7 or 8 at least gigs on every single night in Leeds, which is pretty amazing anyway. So I thought I'd steer you towards the ones I thought were okay. Give you guys something to go for.
Okay.
Well, not every single one's great, you know. Not bad. Just a small mention, Ed Sheeran did play on the arena on Saturday, if anyone missed it, which is quite a big one.
Yeah, I'm really sad I didn't go.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I let that fly past a bit. Yeah, but anyway, apparently he was in according to someone's Facebook, he was in a View cinema the night before as well.
Yeah, one of my classmates met him.
That's
Emma.
So cool.
Yeah, I saw it. Emma Blaken, lucky girl. Anyway, right. Tonight, if you want to head down to Nation of Shopkeepers, which is a lovely kind of bar, we've got Cloud Boat, which are kind of acoustic-y, kind of light atmospheric band, and Danny, the Champions of the World, are playing over at the Brudenell Social Club. They're kind of like a bluesy rock, kind of Gaslight Anthem kind of band, which is quite cool. Then on Tuesday, it's kind of sad because Kids in Glass Houses will be playing their last ever show in Leeds at Beckett, because it is their farewell tour. Moving on to Wednesday, we've got Clean Bandit at the O2 Academy and Dry the River playing at the Wardrobe. Thursday, we have George Ezra at the O2 Academy and Dan Kroll at the Wardrobe. Dan Kroll has just come back from supporting 5 Seconds for Summer in Australia, so he's kind of big over there, but he's not massive over here. Friday, we have the Subways at the Hop in Wakefield, who were kind of big once upon a time, but I don't think they're greatly big anymore. Have you heard of Subways before?
Never.
No, they're kind of cool at one point. Sunday, we've got Jake Bugg at the First Direct Arena. So in basically under a week, we've had Jake Bugg and Ed Sheeran playing at that arena, which is pretty cool.
You
not bad.
Saturday.
I did miss Saturday because the only band I'm playing on Saturday I wanted to mention afterwards are a band called Gutter Sluts, who are old guys playing 70s punk, and the frontman always wears a tutu and is a green afro.
That's quite interesting, though.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, I suppose. But maybe not a band you'd want to go see. Also, last mention, playing on Wednesday in Warehouse 23 in Wakefield, if no one knows, is a tiny, tiny venue. It's a band called Wheatus. Has anyone heard of Wheatus?
Yeah.
Teenage Dirtbag. What the hell happened to them?
Because literally anyone who goes to Fruity Friday will be like,
oh my god, go and see Wheatus, make them feel special.
It's sad that they're now in
it. Only costs like a tenner to see them. Once upon a time they'd been like gold dust tickets. But anyway, that is the week in gigs. Any of those, anyone you fancy? It's quite a big week there. Got quite some big names.
I've been trying to get George Ezra tickets for ages and I can't get them.
You know, it's impossible.
You can get them on like Get Me In for about £1 million.
About £1 million. Only
I'd
about
have to
a
sell
million.
My soul to go.
Yeah,
watch
exactly. good tip for people. Gumtree is quite good for tickets, actually.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, because last minute people were just trying to get rid of them. They give you them for anything. Get like Leeds Fest tickets for £100 and stuff in the last week. You've got to pick your moment though.
Okay.
Top tip for you giggers.
Now you've said that, everyone's gonna do it.
Everyone's gonna do it now. It's gonna lose. It's gonna lose any kind of legitimacy. I thought singers Kids in Glass Houses are playing their last ever show tomorrow. I thought I'd play one of their best songs, which is Peace. Is anyone a Kids in Glass Houses fan here at all? No, just me.
Sorry,
silence in the corner.
Yeah, well, you're never going to know them again because they're breaking up. So,
aww,
so I know.
Don't
so,
cry.
I won't cry. Thanks, Lizzie.
Okay. Keep
anyway,
it
right. This is Peace by Kids in Glass Houses. Enjoy. I get this sinking feeling, cause I know. We'll
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was Kids in Glass Houses with Peace. Did you guys enjoy that?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I know. I feel
like I've been educated with music.
That's good. Yeah, mm-hmm. Bit of education. We were just discussing Wheatus playing at such a small venue. I think that's kind of, we were saying it was kind of sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
Poor Wheatus.
They were basically our childhood, weren't they? In a way. Teenage Dirtbag, though. I remember that being like one of the first songs, sort of. Yeah.
Busted were my childhood.
Yeah, Busted. Yeah.
Did you watch McBusted?
I didn't. I really wanted to, but I didn't know.
I did. It was very good. It was very, very good.
Where'd you go and see them?
Yeah, so I'm in Manchester.
In Manchester.
And I'm not ashamed.
Not ashamed. No, no regrets.
I loved it.
McBusted. Anyway, we're going to be moving on to our next segment, which is with Lizzie, who's going to give us a nightlife guide for all you partiers. Because, Leeds is a huge clubbing city, so we thought, give you a little direction on that.
And I'm such a hardcore partier.
Yeah.
Everyone will know. So as all you new freshers in town, you probably have already experienced all the good nights. You probably know more than me because I don't really leave the house very much. I've just got a few things you might want to check out. So on Monday, it's Halo. So that's tonight.
Of course.
Yeah, quids in. So you've got £1 entry, £1 drinks. I think it's before 12.
Yes, £1
So that's always fun. I'm trying to be persuaded to go out to Halo tonight, but whether I can actually move my body is...
That'll be a struggle for you, yeah.
Yeah, especially in the weather. Yeah. So yeah, that's always fun. On Tuesday this week, there is a frat party at Bar Bar.
And what does a frat party include?
So you've got like the red cups, you've got the beer pong.
Classic.
Like
that. Yeah. Is this like really like American-y?
Yeah,
American
themed. Bar Bar's quite nice. Yeah, they do some interesting shots there.
They do.
I've only been a couple
if you've
of times.
Never been to Bar Bar's, go. They do some great shots.
I've never been.
They're really interesting
go,
shots.
Robin.
You should go.
I'll go and report back.
Yeah. And then obviously on Tuesday as well, you've got Hi-Fi. So you've got Mixtape, which is fun as well. Went last week, which is why I didn't go to my seminar. So, yeah.
Explained.
Yeah, yep. Hi-Fi.
Now the truth comes out.
So Wednesday is good for the Warehouse. You've got Mischief, so that's always fun. And I think, oh no. It was supposed to be this Wednesday. I think it's next Wednesday. There's an LSTV Otley Run, if anybody's in LSTV and is going to that.
What's the theme? I thought we could
it's
discuss
film
themes.
And TV.
Film and TV.
But I think it's actually next week now, not
okay.
This week. I think they've changed it.
Because we also have an LSR one coming up, and the theme is Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark. Who came up with that theme?
I don't know. It's a good one, though.
Have you seen all the rules for it? It looks great.
You have to go two by two.
I don't know. That would be great, wouldn't it?
But, pairs, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a rule with reading bits of Genesis. Scripturing
it up.
That's quite blasphemous, though.
There's an olive branch.
Are you worried?
All sorts going on.
I am quite worried.
What if God strikes down LSR?
7 years of Catholic school and, like, we can't do this. Like, going to Halo. We used to go to Halo.
Maybe if we have you with us and you bless us or something and redeem our sins, we'll be okay.
I'm not like a priest or anything.
I know, but you went to Catholic school for a long time. You've dedicated a part of your life.
I have got a fridge magnet of the Pope on our fridge.
I think we'll be safe.
Therefore,
we could take it out.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think we could be safe if we have those two things. That would be all right.
Yeah. Me and the Pope. That's all you need, really. On Thursday, there is Mission. I've never actually been to Mission.
You haven't?
No, I got as far as the queue to Mission.
Okay.
On one of my broadcast journalism socials, and when we decided against it, the queue is so big.
It is, you have to get there
but
early.
But then it's clearly good if it's big.
It
so,
is very good night, yeah.
So go, because it's so busy. So clearly it's good. And Friday, we've got Fruity, right here in the Union. Who doesn't love
Fruity.
A bit of Fruity?
Yeah,
everybody
Fruity.
Loves Fruity. And if people don't say they hate Fruity, they're lying.
I don't hate Fruity, because hating something is horrible, but...
Do you strongly dislike
Really?
Fruity. Yeah. Are you joking?
No,
I'm not joking.
A bit of Fruity.
No.
It's the best.
So that is in Stylus. Our Union, it's fun. And then Saturday, you've got Control. It's very popular. It's massive.
Massive
apparently,
night.
It's the biggest dance venue in the north.
Never knew this.
Yeah, it is huge though.
It is massive. Yes.
I didn't really used to go a lot. I don't really go either.
I went a few times, and I also went to go and see like a DJ set from Pendulum, which was on recently.
Oh yeah,
well,
I heard
recently,
about that.
But yeah, it was very good.
No, it's because it's a bit of a trek, and yeah.
Yes, it is a trek.
But no, it is good. It's good. It's and then stuff. You also you've got. Propaganda at Propaganda's Attic, which is really fun. I do like that.
Good night.
They say it's an indie alternative night. I won't get that far, but
it's got kind of cheesy music as well.
Yeah, it's got a bit of cheese as well.
Cheesy
so
music's fair.
And then you've got another room, which is like the disco room. You've got a bit of house and hip hop in there. It's always fun.
Everything you need, basically.
If you want a smaller, more intimate venue, then that's quite nice. And then Sunday, Hi-Fi have got Sunday Joint. So that's like free entry of soul, Latin, funk and salsa music.
Excellent.
So you fancy something a bit different.
Want something exotic on a Sunday night,
yeah,
go for it.
Personally, I think Sundays should just be like roast dinners and sleep.
Yeah, me too.
If you fancy a bit of salsa, then yeah, go for it. Hi-fi. Yeah.
I will be checking that out. Yeah. Anyway, you've picked a track as well. You've picked a club track,
yeah,
which you think could be...
Yeah, I've picked Zed, featuring Foxes, Clarity. So I just think, you know, it's quite nice. Brighten up our Monday evening when it's all dull outside and get you ready if you are planning on going to Halo tonight.
Excellent. Yeah. Just a reminder, Fox did play at the Union at the ball, so she's used to leave. She might come back. Let's hope. Let's hope.
Go Foxes.
Yeah, this is Clarity by Zed featuring Foxes. Clarity by Zed, Foxes. You reckon this could be quite big? Possibly, maybe. So that was Clarity by Zed featuring Foxes. That was picked by Lizzie. What do we think? Why did we choose it?
Because it's upbeat.
It's upbeat.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah,
fun.
Yeah. Anyway, right, we've got to whiz through a lovely quiz segment that we're having now from Marco, who's our feature presenter. Hello, Marco.
Hello. I've been listening in. Fantastic work, guys.
Cheers, mate.
Oh,
glad we've got some face-to-face
you
appreciation.
Guys.
Anyway, you've got a lovely quiz for us now to finish off the show.
Right, that's
Explain
right.
Explain the concept.
Right, well, I'm going to be here every Monday, tuning up the LSR. So, this week, we're going to introduce ourselves. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, and everyone knows this game already. I already asked you through the week to give me three facts about yourselves. Two of them are false and one of them is true. And the point is, the rest of us have to figure out which one it is first. So, if you'd like to start off with Dominic.
Yes.
You gave me a few facts about yourself. Would you like to remind us what they are?
Okay, all right. Fact number one, right. When I was little, I used to sleep with earthworms in my bed. Mm-hmm. Fact number two, when I was three, I licked a hot light bulb.
Right.
And number three, I hit a dog on my first driving lesson and I had to go and talk to the owner and apologise.
Oh, if that's true, that's really sad. That's actually really, really sad.
Well, you don't know if it's true or not. You've got to guess.
Okay, so
that's
what
the
we
game.
Really
I definitely think it's fact three that you hit a dog on your driving lesson.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I think it's fact two. I think you look like the sort of person who'd decide to lick a hot light bulb.
Yeah, I think you were a fearless child.
Foolish child.
I like you said fearless.
Foolish.
Like that, Robin. Not foolish. Just had a sense of adventure
about
it.
What do you think, Marco?
Well, I don't know. First of all, fact number one. Why? What's the point of earthworms in a bed?
I just like them.
Really?
Rebel.
And I could put them in a little box. It wasn't like free.
Oh. Did you like pull them apart?
No.
No. Okay, that's sometimes what kids do, isn't it? The worms.
No.
No? Okay.
Friendly to the worms.
Okay.
Not this one.
What's your decision, guys?
I think. Okay, who votes for what?
I'm going to go for three because you seem like that sort of murderous.
Wow. Harsh. No. Two.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for two.
Right,
I think.
Democracy.
What was it?
It was indeed number two.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't really explain why, but yeah. Burn on my tongue as well.
Cool.
Okay. Lizzie,
is it me?
Go?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so fact number one, I have met Alex Turner, lead singer of Arctic Monkeys. Fact two, I have a strong, intense fear of raisins.
Raisins, of course.
And fact three is I collect straws.
I can see the straws thing, because that's the thing that, like, everyone has a person in their flat that collects straws from nightclubs. I feel like that's a thing. Like, in our first year, we had a guy in our flat that collected, like, hundreds of them. And it was always from, like, the same club, like Halo, or, like, every single club. It just sort of...
No, I reckon it's number one.
You're going to go for number one?
When you say you met Alex Turner, what do you do? Do you just have a conversation? Or?
I was, because I'm from Sheffield, so right. I was in Sheffield.
Oh, so you think because you're from Sheffield, it's
from
liable
Sheffield.
That you met him.
And I was in a American-themed diner in Sheffield.
Right.
And I was just there with my family, and basically my dad knows his aunt. So we were in this diner, and basically... It was a very long time ago. I was quite young, and he was just talking about like his band, and he was worried about you might have to change the name because they didn't think it was going to catch on, and they didn't think that they were going to make it. And also,
so it was a young
like
Arctic Monkeys.
Wow.
I can't remember how. I think it was probably about our age now. Yeah.
I'm going to go for that one.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go for that one. Everyone else.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go for the straws. I see you as a
I'm going for the first
collector.
One. I think you were very convinced. Like,
yeah, you were intent on
it. It was a very well-rehearsed story,
okay.
If not.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
I don't have a strong fear of raisins. My brother's girlfriend does, and someone once threw a raisin at her and she cried.
Excellent.
Wow. And ran out of the room. So,
last one, very fantastic. Quickly. We've got Robin.
Okay.
So fact bring
number
us home.
One. I can't tell the time. Fact number two, I was once in the pub in Cumbria with Prince Charles. And fact number three, I have a one-legged pet chicken and he's called Hamish.
Look at that.
Chicken, straight
fact
away.
Fact two. No, fact two.
Fact two.
You're in a pub with Prince Charles, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I'd like to see you 100%. With Prince Charles. I think that'd be quite funny.
Yeah.
You wouldn't understand me.
And you definitely can tell the time, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to get
is
here
she English?
On time.
Right, drum roll. What's it going to be?
Okay, it's... Fact number one, I can't tell analog time.
You can't tell the time.
What? Shock horror.
I can, it just takes a long time and the big hand moves. So.
Oh,
wow.
In that similar vein on that bombshell, I think we're going to end the show there. Thank you very much for tuning into the first ever beat of this semester. I've been Dominic.
I'm Lizzie.
I have been and still Robin.
Yeah, and we've got our feature presenter, Marco, who'll be on every week.
Yes.
So thank you very much for listening. Thank you guys for coming and presenting and turning up for your first show. Are you happy it's done?
Yeah, it's nice.
Good.
It was lovely.
It
shout
was
out
indeed
to
lovely.
Belting.
Right, we're going to do the ad reel now. Thank you for anyone that tuned in. Thank you for hitting us up on the chat box and enjoy the rest of your evening and your week.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students.
In Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And.
It's all about you.